sweat the technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
So you guys heard this. Lance gave potato chips, I guess, to Mega. I didn't hear it. BMAC heard
power,
it.
Power.
Oh, okay. Wrong Spanish station.
Racist.
It's weird that they both use English names for Spanish radio. Power and Mega. Like, those aren't Spanish words. Anyways, what did Lance do?
So, apparently, and this was all brought up because Lance got mad at Dell on the show, and Dell decided to out him, I guess, in retaliation, and played it off as, well, he's just saying this because Lance is mad at me about my comment over what he did. So Lance apparently, without being asked, went to the vending machine before 7 a.m. or right at 7 a.m. to buy 3 bags of chips for the ladies all over on Power, which he only does when it's only the women there, and was then weirded out when a male host was in the studio, as you'll hear in this clip.
He did something very pick-me-ish that if you were here for it, you would have shamed
him
completely.
John, all I did was bring potato chips down to Power 105 or whatever.
Oh, John, come on.
They eat potato chips down there for breakfast.
No, you didn't.
What's funny? What's funny, Dell? What's funny, John?
No, you didn't.
That's not pick-me-ish. I brought potato
hey,
chips.
Look.
I'm showing off my new. I'm showing off my
well,
new
abuelo
beard.
You know what it is? You know what it is?
I'm showing off my new abuelo beard.
For people who don't know, down the hall, Lance didn't know that because he knew Ochetto was gone. He thought it was just a room full of women doing the show down there with Power. So he just happened to go to our vending machine.
It doesn't matter who it is.
And buy chips. He bought chips. You didn't do that when Ochetto was down there.
Well,
he,
that's because Ochetto's such
little,
an alpha.
You're a little afraid. I get it. He didn't want. He wouldn't want you walking into
he
his room.
With his big boots and his big
them
curly
boots,
hair.
He would have stepped
just,
on him.
So, yeah, you don't walk in on Ochetto.
So Lance just goes to the vending machine and buys 3 bags of chips.
I said, I'm going to be nice.
Oh, my God.
And walks it down there.
I saw Melissa. I haven't seen Melissa for 3 weeks.
You know
she
what you are?
Del, you were right. You were
yeah.
right.
That's not, you're not right, Del.
You know what you are? You're a soft boy.
And I'm down,
you are.
I'm
that
down
is,
there and I meet Valentina, the new girl.
Did you text her before? Did you say
no,
you were?
I don't have. Well, one of us doesn't have her number.
He doesn't have her number. I do, actually.
Yeah, you hear that, John?
But I don't
pick me stuff.
You know what I don't do is buy chips and just take them down the hall at before 7 a.m.
They've got lunch meat.
Yeah.
Like they're making sandwiches down there.
They
like,
didn't
you
need
don't
your
even
chips.
Need these chips. I can't bring. Those are my friends. We talk all the time. I haven't seen them for. I haven't seen. Melissa is a true friend of the show.
That's true.
She's a true friend of the show.
It's very true.
I was bringing her chips. I brought 3 because I thought that there was other people on the show.
Uh huh.
It turns out that one guy's there with the gray beard.
You're a little upset about that.
Nah, but I don't know what he's doing in there. He's got
his
own show.
You mean his job?
Yeah, he's got his own show.
What's that guy doing down there? You mean his job?
Oh, and then I told Dell, I was like, guess who's back? Valentina's back.
I didn't know her name.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you know now because you were asking. Who's
Well,
new?
We're not trying to snuggle in there. So
no one is.
Okay?
No one is.
Don't ever talk to me again about anything woman-related ever after you did that. Don't ever
after
do it.
After I brought chips?
You didn't bring chips. You went to the vending machine,
Melissa,
bought them for the specific
nice.
Purpose.
Melissa,
nice.
You up? I got
almost,
chips for you.
How about this? I almost brought you some kolaches,
and
I'm
almost.
Like, nah.
Yeah, he almost did it, but he didn't do it.
But I thought about it. Was actually like, man, that's pretty nice
All
of
right,
me.
We're done with this.
To think
we're
about it.
This. Oh, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
Why did he buy him chips?
Like, that's such a bad move regardless. Like, whether he is trying to make the power play or the move or whatever, you went to the vending machine and got him 3 bags of chips? Oh. You have a sponsorship deal with that brings you breakfast food all the time and all kinds of goodies. That's what your move was?
Like, so I'm struggling with this. What was the purpose of buying them chips? Just, like, Lance would say to be nice?
Lance, yes. Lance claimed that he was just trying to be nice. But obviously the pushback from Dell and John is that he only does it when he believes it's only females in the power booth or the power booth. And then when he found out there was a male in there, he was weirded out by it.
But here's the other thing. Like, if you're trying to be nice to them, when do you make that decision? Because if it's before you drive to work, a bag of, like, a box of donuts.
right?
Some kolaches.
Yes, like, stop on the way in.
Chips in the morning is the worst gift I've ever heard. That's the worst gift I've ever heard.
And vending machine chips, too. I mean, at least get the super size or get them that they can share. But regardless, that is a spur-of-the-moment, fast move made just by the seat of your pants with no good things are coming out of that. No way.
That's a weird play, the potato chips.
I think you guys hit on something with the spur of the moment, because like you said, if this was planned out, he would have stopped by Shipley's, he would have stopped by Kolache Factory or something. But instead, he probably gets here, the mail in the room that is normally there is out, so then he goes to the vending machine to make the play and then gets surprised by someone else in the room.
This is really weird.
It's thirsty.
I don't even know
what
it is.
It's a little weird.
But it's I don't know if it's that thirsty, though, because if for there to be a high degree of thirst, you're not bringing in potato chips.
It's like, well, it's spur of the moment. It's desperation. He didn't have anything planned.
No, then you sit
then
back
do
and
nothing.
You do it the next day.
Yeah. Sure.
But, you do it tomorrow.
But the guy might be back, and he's only doing it when it's only – or at least when he believes there's only women in the room.
But if there's only women in the room, I think he gets killed even more.
Yeah, this is
– that's why John and Dale were killing him for it.
And he deserves every bit of it, but I'm thinking, like, what's the move here, period? Like, why would you do that? Like, even if you want to be nice and try and make the power move.
A box of donuts.
Yeah.
Kolaches. Find out what they like.
He doesn't, but when he gets here on his way in, he doesn't know.
I understand. That's why you wait for tomorrow.
Never heard of, like, Uber Eats or anybody that could drop it off for him?
Uber Eats is a good idea.
Spur of the moment.
Boom, right, spur of the moment or Uber Eats, it'll get here.
That's the play.
No, that would have been a better play.
This is bizarre, man. This is really weird.
Like, there's. I'm trying to think of the way I can, like, rationalize it if I'm telling the story to another person. Like, I just randomly, without this person asking me to, decide to buy a room full of women chips.
I think you're thinking this through about as much as Lance did. I don't think you're thinking nearly enough about the right play here and how you can rationalize.
You just go buy him chips. It's weird.
Yeah. Like, bringing chips in might never be an option, but it's certainly not an option before noon.
Yeah,
but you can never gift chips before noon.
Well, there wins the favor of any female. Here, babe, here's some chips.
Yeah, he's currying flavor.
I had to cut it out for time because that was already like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. But in the clip, he also revealed that he's brought Sam ice cream up here before.
Okay, that could be a little different, though, because maybe Sam, like, said what kind of ice cream she liked, Light Lance saw it at the market.
But nonetheless, even ice cream is a better, nicer gift than small bags of chips. Sure.
How do you think Hannah would feel if Cal was gifting women ice cream and chips?
Like, he should get back to his grill and start flipping
burgers. I think she knows there's no threat.
I don't think
she's in the least bit worried
No,
either.
No, she ain't worried.
At all.
There's no threat.
I think he's true. You forgot his wife would beat his tail if he was flirting. Is he not flirting?
He is flirting.
Yeah, what other reason would he be for doing this?
There's no other reason.
That he has, like, expectations or anything, but there's no doubt he's flirting.
He said that he did it because they're friends, right?
Yes.
That's what he said. I don't think Lance would call me a friend. Lance wouldn't call me a friend, but he would call Joel a friend. Joel, has Lance ever brought you chips?
No, he steals mine. He steals whatever I bring in.
Yeah, he wouldn't give chips to a male friend.
100%.
This is 100% about it being female friends.
Who 100%. Doesn't have the numbers
And the
of.
Last thing you're doing to, like, impress a female or to make friends with a female is to give her a 75-cent bag of chips.
From the vending machine at work.
Yes!
He was trying to pull a quick one. He was buying something that wouldn't be out of the ordinary. That is out of the ordinary.
Next break, I'm going to go look at the vending machine. There had to be a better option than a bag of chips.
What, a Snickers bar?
Like, this is candy bars.
Yeah, it's just candy
chocolates
bars.
Will win over a female a hell of a lot better than a bag of Lay's.
It's still weird at 7 a.m., though.
You're right. Lance trying to hit anything moving.
Oh, wow.
To be fair, he's been locked up in film study for the last few months. So
what film?
He might be out of his element, you know.
Nice film.
Film matters.
Maybe Lance was trying to make them thirsty. Potato chips will do that. Okay, that's not a good joke, Jasper. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Come on. Not your best work there. It ain't that weird to me. That's just old man energy. He just wanted to be around some woman. Lance a man.
So walk down the hall and say hi.
Just
ask if they want
him.
Some coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Hey, I made a coffee. Hey, I made a pot. Do you want any coffee?
Yeah.
Like, that's that. Yeah, you do that instead of chips. Chips is a weird. The chips thing is the weird play. like, if you're trying to, like, talk to them, you can do literally anything else. Chips, to me, is what's odd about this.
Just the whole play is odd about this.
Nah, I mean, the coffee, like you said, I think that would be fine. Yeah. Or, like, hey, I noticed, like, a new employee. Like, I'm going to be nice. Let me order a box of donuts. Like, I'll Uber eat it. Like, that's fine. Like, that's okay. The weird thing is the chip. The chip is so bizarre to me.
Yeah, that's it reeks of desperation. Like, oh, well, it might be all females in the studio today. Well, I need to do let me go into the vending machine and get three bags of chips real quick, and
what
that'll
can
impress,
I do to impress them.
And coffee. Then the option, I made a pot of coffee.
I know. Apparently they did thank him for it, I mean, because they're nice people, but I don't know.
Well, one of them are already friends of the show because they've been on the air before, and they were – she was at she was telling people about the stories of being on the air with them when she was at the listener party.
Oh, okay.
I forget what her name is.
Yeah, something, I don't ever run across him. I don't know.
Something that he couldn't be questioned about from his wife. I don't know, man. It's questionable. I think it's questionable.
Do you guys think your wives would be mad if they learned that you just randomly, without being asked, bought chip food for women?
Mad? No. Weirded out? Yes.
Yeah, but, like, what the hell were you
thinking?
Why
are you buying chips?
Yeah.
Lay off my boy Lance. It's no big W. I wonder if he used Lay accidentally.
Like, exactly.
Did he ruffle away?
If he bought Lay's, that would be a little too forward.
He probably bought Doritos because he thought they had, like, a Latin flair.
What the?
He didn't buy the Lay's.
He called Willie and said, see what I did there?
He didn't buy the Ruffles plant. He brought a little nacho cheese Dorito because it had a little Spanish flair. Let me win over these ladies with a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
He went Cool Ranch because they thought that he was cool.
Do they have Takis in the vending machine?
No. I'm going to go check and see what the inventory
consists. Yeah, go check,
of.
But I don't think I've ever seen Takis in that vending machine.
Lane should have gotten prepackaged sandwiches.
I just wish that we still had the prepackaged things of tuna.
I was going to say, is Joe George's tuna still available as an option?
Did Lance get chips for himself? I've never had chips before noon, ever. Ever.
I don't think I have either.
Well, I think I have, like, depending on... Well, like so there's been places where, like, when we've been at the golf tournaments and things where they give us, like, the box lunches.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe 11:30 they might hand them out. So, I mean, it's splitting hairs a little bit, but I think I've had chips before noon.
Have you had chips before four digits on the clock?
No.
Had them without, like, a sandwich and, like...
Yeah,
no.
I've had chips without sandwiches.
I'm saying, but, well, like, before noon without a sandwich or anything like that makes zero sense.
No, it's really weird. It's weird, and he gets off at 10, so he's buying them chips before 10 a.m. That's a weird play. I don't get it. Josh,
and he doesn't even have to leave the office, and I would bet within an hour to 90 minutes he could have had something a lot better here, and because of his sponsors, probably had something a lot less expensive.
The last time I've seen Lance be pick-me-ish is when he posted that brisket on Twitter. That wasn't pick-me-ish.
He's never going to outlive that.
He was just flexing. Somebody on the text line here, they sent us an AI-generated Lance feeding three Spanish women chips. He posted it on Twitter, too. It's our guy, Zach. I don't say his last name because he'll get me fined. He tagged you in it, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I don't love that this is on the internet. Lance is going to be so mad. He's going to be so mad at me.
Did he tag Lance?
Lance is going to call you dumb again, said a texter. Yeah, he probably
Well, Jeremy
is.
Branham says so. I guess Cam Smith is ass. So.
He's going to be so mad at me. I'm never going to get invited to Lance's party. He's going to go off on you, Branham, tomorrow morning. I know. Hey, Zach. Zach is the guy who tweeted us the AI-generated Lance Erline feeding chips to women.
You got to see this picture, Joel.
Zach,
it's pretty good.
You got to tag Lance, man. If you're going to do that, can't be soft. You're going to have to tag him. I'm not going to be the one that tags him. I'm not going to be the middleman here. Lance already hates me. I'm trying to get on his good side. I'm trying to curry favor with a Hall of Famer because I'm a Wall of Shamer. I can't be the one that tags Lance. Zach, you need to be what your last name is and tag Lance Zierlein on this AI-generated picture.
This looks like Lance just interrupted the next River Oaks Jeep and Eagle. Jeep and Chrysler commercial where the old guy has all the young women in the black dresses come on while he kickboxes with Air Jordans on. He looks like he just got in the middle of one of those.
It kind of looks like how I envisioned it happening, though.
100%. Although I think from what I heard, they were nicer about it. Can you imagine? Just put yourself in their shoes for a second. So you're getting ready for a show. It's pre-7 a.m. And in walks this dude with three bags of chips when you didn't ask him to. Like, what? What is going on? Why are you bringing us chips? I mean, thanks, I guess.
How many of them said, who are you?
I mean, he said it was because they're friends, but as Dale pointed out in the clip, he doesn't have their number, so I don't know. I don't know the relationship, so I can't speak, but if this was a friendly thing, you think you'd have their number.
Oh, Zach said that he tagged Lance this morning on that AI thing, but he said he got zero response. He's embarrassed about it.
Oh, boy.
If he got zero response, it means he's trying to bury it and he's embarrassed.
So we shouldn't have talked about it?
Well, we probably shouldn't have. I mean, we should have, but, I mean, Lance isn't going to be thrilled that we're talking about it. Texas, some Mexican restaurant served chips at 11 a.m. Lance gets off of work at 10. So this happened, this happened, like, at what, 9:30? When did you hear it on the radio?
No, this is 7 o'clock hour. I was taking my daughter to school.
I was driving the kids to school.
He gave them chips at 7. That's a lot different than Mexican chips at 11 at restaurants. I mean, 11's kind of bored. Like, 11's starting lunch.
Yeah.
11 starting the lunch hour. Like some people, you know, early mornings, 11 a.m. is lunch. You don't give people chips at 7 in the morning. That's odd.
Yeah, it's just an awful, awful play.
Why are y'all still talking about Lance? Because it's hilarious. Why wouldn't we be talking about this? This is one of the best things that happened today, at least funniest things that happened today. Adele's hating because he's the loneliest guy on the planet. I don't know.
I don't think Adele's lonely.
He has the granny.
Yeah, just because he chooses not to be married doesn't mean he's lonely and single.
He also, he's got Mopey on with him. Oh, no, he is Mopey. He's got Mopey and Mays.
Yeah, he is Mopey, yeah.
He is Mopey. I mean, Michael joins them on Fridays to talk about their favorite television shows that they watch alone.
And movies, right? Yeah.
Now you're saying Michael's alone, too?
Hey, I just say that they talk about shows that they watch while they're alone.
Yeah, you say he's alone. Fire. Making judgments on their lifestyle.
Is Michael alone or not?
I don't think he's alone.
Michael has a significant other?
I don't know. I know he's not married, but that doesn't mean he's alone.
I don't think he has a significant other.
I know he spends a lot of time here, Jeremy, but we don't know what we don't know.
Right. Then how can you tell me I'm wrong?
I'm just surprised that you think Michael has no game.
I didn't say that. I said he's
alone. He's alone.
That doesn't mean you don't have game. Like a lot of people have great game that are alone. Those things are not synonymous.
I guess.
No, it
depends
on what your desires
are. Why would you be alone, though?
Because maybe you like to be alone.
Man, okay, I guess. I don't see it that way. But.
Were they talkies? The joke's been used. Rondas gives chips 24-7. That's why they're the best. Chips in AM on the West Coast when watching NFL. Okay. Dell show is the most boring, unfortunately. Hard disagree. I love Dell. Loopy Tortilla brunch served chips and salsa that early.
On the weekends, yeah, it's brunch.
Between Hannah and Lance, you're making some powerful enemies. That's from Jasper. I know. This is
might be your last day
dangerous
in radio.
Game that I'm playing. I understand that, Jasper. That is not lost on me. Lance should have just bought the family size bag of chips. Sure, they would have been impressed.
By the size of his bag?
The AI-generated
like,
thing.
Some dip or something like that and made it a whole like meal?
You could have made it a whole enchilada. Is that what you're trying to say, Blankers?
I mean, you said it.
Paul is definitely the loneliest of anyone on the station. And he might have the most game.
That's why
those things aren't synonymous.
I don't think Paul's lonely. He does well.
Jasper, Pauly G is the loneliest host for sure.
I don't.
See, I think you are. I think what Brian's doing here is Brian is equating game with having like someone. They're not the same thing.
They're not because, if they don't choose to have a special someone, they're just going to make sure that they're entertained.
Yeah.
I don't see that as lonely, though, if you're constantly with people.
Yeah, but you're not, there's nothing of substance, Brian.
When you
like,
go home
there's,
night,
not,
Brian.
There's nothing, you're not like, you know, it's not, there's not intimacy there. Yeah. There's not a connection there.
Stare at the ceiling
if you think
you
that's what
why.
Intimacy is, Brian, you have a very shallow definition of that word.
I mean, I guess that's fine, but I see lonely as actually physically being alone, no one else in the room. If you're dating around and you still are out and meeting people and obviously other things with people, I don't see that as lonely. Now, maybe you're not fulfilled completely without what you guys are talking about, but I don't see it as lonely.
I think that you just define lonely.
Disagree.
Branham, you've grown on me. Love you, my guy. A true instigator. You crack me up. Don't do the compliment stuff. It makes me uncomfortable. Give me mean stuff. What's worse, chips or breakfast, or hearing Branham on the radio? See, that's more like it. That's what I like to hear. Definitely hearing me on the radio. Why would you listen to me? Like you are currently doing as you texted that in, you silly goose. Paul couldn't keep a woman for more than 2 days. He'll always be lonely and angry. It's a self-defeating cycle. Frankly, he kind of deserves it. That's kind of mean.
Can you be lonely, I don't know why and, he deserves angry and it. Satisfied at the same time? Because you have to want
yes.
those things.
Yes.
Yes.
I think 100% you can.
Yeah, I think so, too.
In fact, there's a lot of people that are at their loneliest in those instances. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure Brian knows what connection is.
But you mentioned the word satisfied. If you're satisfied, how are you lonely?
Because it's one satisfied. Box. That's not 100 boxes. Like, you're looking at one thing like it means everything.
But if you're satisfied, then how are you lonely?
Because he's still sad.
But then you're not satisfied by definition. You can't be sad if you're satisfied.
A lot of times we use satisfied as just one area of life, but the other areas are not satisfied. And a lot of times you use, hold on. And then a lot of times you use that one box of satisfaction to mask all the other back boxes that are lonely.
I mean, okay, yeah, if you're talking one specific area, the way I took the comment was, like, he's overall satisfied. To me, if you're overall satisfied, then you're not lonely. If you're only satisfied with one tiny aspect, then I guess that could be, you could still be lonely in that instance.
You can be in a room full of people and still be alone. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's from a song, isn't it?
Branham, I'm stuck in traffic, so I'm stuck hearing your nonsense. There's other stations on the dial, dude. Is your dial broken?
Don't tell him to go away.
I didn't. I didn't tell him to go away. Okay. I said he's choosing to listen to us because he loves me. He's being mean because he knows I like to hear mean things, and it's my love language. But he loves to hear us, actually. Whatever happened to Will Ferrell's rule in Semi-Pro? ELE? I don't know. I forgot what that meant.
Rule is that?
I don't. Everybody love everybody, I guess. Oh. I don't remember that movie all that well.
I mean,
do you love everybody with chips? Is that how you get the love factor going?
One man might think so. Hmm. Paul is not lonely because he has the cat.
Very true.
Cat's like the loneliest pet you can have, though, because like they don't even like people.
They just
like, cats run away.
Yeah, basically, the cats are playing the game too. Like when I want attention, give it to me, and then when I'm done, I'm walking away.
Is y'all's version of flirting saying hot sports takes to girls? I stopped flirting like 8 years ago.
I don't think all three of us aren't the flirting game anymore.
Yeah, and
that's another problem with this.
What I learned too is that like women don't care, like if you like sports. I didn't get into radio because women dig sports.
No.
It's not really the catch.
It's not what got my wife. No.
Yeah. It was all the talk of loneliness. A texter did surely Lance served up orange juice with those breakfast chips.
I don't think they had it in the vending machine.
What a terrible combination orange juice and chips would be.
Oh, awful.
Would it be any better if it was coffee, though? Like, what breakfast combination would work with chips?
You just have to go all in on the anti-breakfast and buy them a Coke.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
you got to be like, screw the breakfast thing. If you're going chips, we're just going straight on to lunch. Here you go. Here's a Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Are you like Sprite? That works for me, too. You got to skip the OJ.
Other than that, man, orange juice with chips. Oh, gut bomb.
Branham hates Altuve and single people. I don't hate Altuve. I just think he sucks now.
Oh, we got the Jeremy list
now? Yeah, let you get a list, too. Yeah.
And I don't
hate
single
people. Brian, you get a list. Everybody gets a list.
You just made the list.
I also don't hate single people. I feel bad for them. Unless they want to be single, then
some people do.
Then it's fine. Yeah.
I think Dell and Paul might both fit that right now.
I don't think Paul wants to be single.
I don't think Paul does.
Not forever.
I think Paul's looking for love. I think Dell's pretty much disinterested in that.
Correct.
Yeah. That's my sense. That's why I think Paul is lonely.
Okay.
Because he's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right, 713. I'm a great singer. 713-780-ESPN. Today's the 30th anniversary of the Kiss of Death. Do you remember where you were when when Mario hit it? Is it the greatest single play in Houston sports history? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, a word from our good friend Doc Linville. Right here in the Med Center, he can help you too. I say too because he helped me, and he helped me by getting my hair back. He does a lot of things really well. He does a lot of plastic surgery. He does spa treatments. He does Botox. But the thing that I personally have experience with Doc Linville is both the NeoGraft treatment, the NeoGraft procedure, and PRP treatments. And I'm here to explain to you a little bit of what he can do for you, too. All you really have to do is go to 975hair.com. DocLinville.com. You can set up a free consultation with Doc Linville and his staff. It normally costs $150. You get it free of charge. And all it is a Q&A after they explain to you how they can help you if you are experiencing hair loss. If you have thinning hair that isn't as thick as it used to be, the PRP treatments are perfect. If you need more than that because you just have bald spots, the NeoGraft procedure is a game changer because it's your own hair taken from places you're never going to lose it, like the sides and the back of your head, and put where you need it most, almost like resodding your lawn. It works. You see the follicles immediately. They get to their strongest and longest point within about 6 to 9 months, and you reap the benefits for the rest of your life because he's taking them from spots where you're never going to lose your hair. Fantastic, and because you listen to us, it's even better because you don't have to pay $150 to get all the details. There's no commitment to be made, signing on the dotted line, or money out of pocket, just you getting all the information to make an educated decision on your hair. Fantastic, if you ask me. 975hair.com sets up that consultation, and then you go from there. They're going to show you before and after pictures of people like me. They're going to show you the fact that the hair is never going to leave your head from the sides and the back of your head, no matter how bald you go in other areas. So he takes some of it, and he puts it where you need it most. The PRP treatments, it's simply like fertilizing your lawn. You still have hair there. But what they do with the PRP treatments is allowing you that hair to get stronger, thicker, longer, and more lush like fertilizer does for your grass. Fantastic. He's a great dude. He's the best in the business, and he really, truly just wants to help Houstonians. Check him out today. Go to 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
I don't hate single people, Lance, chips in the morning in Altuve. You looked up the chips in the vending machine up there?
I got a picture of it so I can give you the full inventory of what the options were. Now, from a drink perspective, when we were getting to that, if he really was trying to make the pick me play, there was Coke. With the, you know, how they used to have the names on the bottles, but now there's one that says Pals. There's another one that says Goat. So depending on how hard he wanted to make the play, there were soda options he could have gone with. He could have gone with granola bars, peanut butter granola bars, Oreo cookies, Nutter Butters, Snickers, M&M's, Twix, and then I don't know, and also Famous Amos cookies. And then because I don't know what chips he got, the chip options were Skinny Pop popcorn, Cheez-Its, Zappos Voodoo New Orleans style.
Oh, those are the ones you go with.
Oh, wait a minute. There's another option. Sun Chips Garden Salsa variety.
Sun Chips are awful.
Or Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Now, this might have gotten out, cut out in the clip. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure, in fact, 99%, it is mentioned at one point he bought Sun Chips. I don't know which
way.
First he
just got 100 times worse.
Yeah, that is bad.
Sun Chips are nasty. Those are easily the worst chip option of the ones that he had available. So not only did he make a weird decision, but he has bad taste. Oh, that's yeah,
again. How are
that
you...
hurts my feelings.
What lady are you going to impress by buying them Sun Chips?
What if it was Garden Salsa?
I'll repeat the question. What lady are you going to impress by buying them Sun Chips?
He knew that they worked at Mega, so he got them Salsa.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm Mexican.
I know what I was saying without saying.
That was the move?
I got what Blankers was putting down.
He did.
I picked it up. Yeah.
He did. Jeremy picked it up.
I picked it up. Yeah, that's why he did it. That's why he got him Garden Salsa, because they were Hispanic.
That is a very gringo move.
That's what he did. That's why he didn't go Voodoo, because they're not from Louisiana. He didn't go Harvest Cheddar, because they're not from Wisconsin.
True.
He's regionalizing his chip choices.
You are not
wrong. So he went Salsa, because they're Mexican. What unbelievable. This gets worse and worse.
Yeah, if you're making the horrible decision to go with chips,
my goodness.
And then you go and you might as well just pile on and go Garden Salsa.
Like, is he trolling at this point?
No.
It's a bad look.
I don't know. Like, he sounded pretty defensive in the clip we played. I don't think he was trolling.
I think it's because he got, because he didn't expect to get exposed.
Man, I have secondhand embarrassment. This is painful. It gets worse and worse. He can never look at them again. Like, he can't. He needs to avoid them in the hallways and stuff.
Yeah, that's an awkward play because based on how it was received, and he doesn't really know. But I don't think they ran down the hall to thank him or anything like that. They probably did the, oh, hey, thanks. Okay.
It's said that
we're coming
they
out
did
of a commercial break
thank
here.
Him and call him nice, but I don't know how much of that was just being pleasant.
Yeah.
Hey, why was there an echo on that clip, by the way?
There was an echo.
I wrote it down to ask you.
Oh, I think that's because of John's connection. They've been having problems.
Ah. Okay. Do we have that whenever – do we have echo whenever they pull audio whenever I'm on remote?
Not that I've heard.
Huh. We're more advanced than Hall of Famers, huh? Huh. Interesting, okay. Huh? Yeah. All right. Here's the – this happened. Long time. Houston history. 30 years ago, one of the greatest moments in Houston sports history.
That was it.
Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon on the floor for the Rockets.
Houston will hold for the last shot.
They double up Kenny Smith. He gets it across to Robert Horry. Horry across the line, long pass to Ellie in the corner. Ellie's got a three-pointer. Yes!
Mario Ellie! 7 seconds
yes!
left! Mario Ellie with a three with 7.1 seconds to play. Timeout, Phoenix.
Where does that rank?
Man, I mean,
all-time great moments.
For me personally, it's way up there. I mean, in terms of just one single play, not the like the last call of a championship or something like that, it's got to be up there with some of the big Altuve home runs. And I think it's in my me personally, I think it's on top of it from one single play.
Really? Yeah. I can't go over the Yordan homer or Altuve homer because of where they were in the playoffs. Like this was what, second round?
Second round, yeah.
Yeah, so like that. That to me is what takes away. Obviously, it's on the Mount Rushmore or top five or whatever. Maybe the most significant Rockets play, but I'd probably go Akeem Block. Maybe even the Vernon Maxwell three in the finals against the Knicks. Maybe even the tip in by Olajuwon in
or
the Ralph Magic
Samson
series.
Shot against the Lakers.
Yeah, and that was early too.
Tip in's a pretty good call because that's finals. Overtime of game one, right. And that really kind of that along with Nick Anderson's free throws changed that whole series.
And then the I might put the Nick the Brick free throws on the Mount Rushmore great Rocket moments. But I mean Mario.
But that's not a play. Those are two shots.
Right. The tip in was a play.
Yeah. The tip in for sure.
I mean the Kenny Smith three following the missed free throws could be up there. Mario's is certainly up there. I don't know if it would be the all time best though.
You're talking about the Yordan home run against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Mariners, but that was a big
one, Phillies. Too. Yeah. The Altuve walk off against Chapman that sent him to the World Series. Yep. Yeah, I would probably go those Astro moments ahead of Mario, but it's a very short list.
It really is, and again, the end result then ends up with the first ever championship in the city. But yeah, I mean, look, I'm biased too because of the fact that, I mean, that was up there for me. Just you know everything about it, knowing Mario and being a part of that team. I mean, that was amazing.
The texture says that was bigger than the Oilers Super Bowl win. Okay, that's not even funny.
No,
that's your best work, Texter? Like, that was bigger than the Oilers Super Bowl win? Like, he's like, I'm going to fire off this hilarious text, and we're going to get a kick out of it, and we're all going to laugh. And that bombed, man. That was bigger than the Oilers Super Bowl win? That's not even funny.
No, not at all.
Not even funny. Mario, Maxwell 3, Akeem Block, Akeem Tippin against the Magic, Kenny Smith 3 against the Magic will be my basketball short list. Baseball shortlist would be Altuve, Yordan. Kind of went over those. Football shortlist is tougher.
JJ interception touchdown. Playoffs.
Is that number one?
That's got to be.
Yeah, I think that's number one. It was first round of the playoffs. But
I think
what else
it
do
is
you
too.
Choose from?
Maybe Andre punching Finnegan just for the symbolism.
That'd be
but
great.
Like,
yeah,
it didn't have playoff stakes. Yeah. I'm not sure there's a Houston Texans or Oiler moment that would crack the all-time 10 Houston sports plays.
Yeah, I mean, like from an Oiler perspective, it's like that Earl run where they ripped his jersey off and did everything.
That's a regular season game, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say that there's not a whole lot of like those type plays. That's one that at least everybody remembers.
McCray to Sampson to win the Western Conference, like you said, Brian, said a texter. The Correa homer with the point at the watch. He had a few walk-offs, so I wonder which one you're talking about.
That was game two against the Yankees in 2019?
Was it the Yankees?
I thought
the
Yankees.
He had a walk-off against the Yankees that went opposite field in right center.
Yeah, game two, and he points at the
that
watch.
That was his Correa time?
Yeah.
He had
a couple. I thought
he had
it was one against the Twins, too.
Maybe, but the one I'm remembering was game two against the Yankees at home.
Yeah.
I think it was 19.
And then he hit one in the COVID year with no one in the seats.
That was
against
the Rays.
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Against the Rays,
I think the only time they played the Twins, though, was in the COVID year. And then before he left anyway, because the Astros actually played Correa in the playoffs.
Right.
I think Correa's only series against the Twins when he was with the Astros was in the COVID year. He might have had a big series there. I'm not denying it. But it would have been the COVID year.
I was just trying to remember when the actual one.
Correa was clutch, man.
Yep.
Why are you saying Mario like that? Because that's how it's pronounced,
that's how
right?
he prefers it.
It's not Mario. It's Mario.
That's correct.
Chapman, look, as Altuve sailed. That was awesome. Top five, Yordan Homer, Altuve Homer, Ellie's kiss of death, JJ's playoff interception return, mm-hmm. Akeem Tippin. I see. I can't put Watt in the top five.
No.
I think I could also probably come up. I think I could come up with 10 better. See, somebody texted in Bregman walk-off against the Dodgers. We didn't even mention that.
Oh, that
to cap
huge.
Off game five?
Yeah, that scored the redhead.
Derek Fisher.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody
same
loved Derek
series.
Fisher.
I mean, what about Marwin's home run?
Big time against Kenley Jansen.
Yeah. That would be ahead of Watt.
For sure.
That would be. I'm not sure Watt makes the top 10.
Hell, I put Chris Burke's home run, and that was also first round of the playoffs ahead of J.J. Watt.
Gets the Braves, yeah.
Bregman walk off
because it advanced
five.
Them.
Yep.
Oh, come on, the fourth down play against the Chiefs was massive. Uh-huh. CJ getting away from the Chargers defense and throwing a dime to Hutchinson. Our football history sucks. It does.
It really does.
Chaz's catch. That's another great moment.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Mancini's catch. Mancini's little one-hop laser where he just suffocated the baseball.
I mean, yeah, he goalie blocked it.
Which I always said that they needed to trade for Mancini for his glove.
Yeah, we were all over that.
Chris Paul hitting the three and shimmy on Curry. I loved when Chris Paul did the fake laugh to Steve Kerr. Remember that?
Yes.
He's like laughing at Curry. Ha, ha, ha. And then turned away. That was one of my favorite things. Rosencopter number one. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-ESPN. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day? It's the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! I'll give you a bone, you brick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. Soccer Matters coming up at the top of the hour. Glenn Davis. Blankers out tomorrow and Thursday. Will Kunkel of Fox 26 will be filling in for Blankers. All right, car wrecks, what you got?
First one for me would be this entire disaster between RG3 and Ryan Clark that everyone has to comment on. It was one thing that everybody had to comment on, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, but now it's gotten to the point where it's gotten completely out of hand between RG3, Ryan Clark, and everyone who wants to comment on it.
I mean, Ryan Clark went after RG3's family.
He did.
All RG3 did say was that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, and then they were mad at him because he was basing that on her facial expressions, but it doesn't matter. I mean, like I said, and then it's just steamrolled out of control from there.
I think Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark.
I do too.
Yeah, what was wrong with what he said? Why is his family getting attacked for saying that? It's nuts.
It's just because we got to make everything a race issue.
Yeah. Lance for sure needs to be on here.
Oh, for sure.
There was a pitcher. I don't remember what team. They were playing the 9 a.m. game because this happens in these conference tournaments. He threw up. He walked off the mound and vomited, which was pretty funny. And then I had I had Ryan Clark specifically as well.
What was the offensive lineman that we used to have that wanted to be in broadcasting that we had that did that?
Ruben.
Anucheng?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember? And he hurled.
Go Cougs, yeah.
Yeah, the offensive line for the Cougs.
Played right tackle.
All over on the field.
Yeah, he did. That was funny. All right, so I got those. What do you got, Brian?
So Paul, noted baseball diehard, started talking about the Astros game, and specifically when Joe Espada decided to take out the starting pitcher last night. It started fine, but then he got into one line of thinking, which led me to think Paul might actually, the diehard, might actually be a casual.
Said a little bit earlier. Probably should have been pulled going into the sixth inning, seeing as he allowed a single and a home run in the fifth inning because it was his second start on 4 days rest, and that last start was his major league debut where he threw 85. 77 on 4 days rest for a rookie is a lot, Joe Espada.
He kept saying 4 days rest because it was also early in the segment as well. Like, that was a big deal. That's just normal rest.
Yeah.
And it was 77 rest. Pitches. It wasn't 110.
Did you say Christian Harris was playing first base?
No.
Just checking.
He did that?
He He's done that before, yes.
Instead of Walker. That's an easy mistake to make. I give him some.
That's mixing up
there.
A name, but like, yeah, like apparently 4 days rest was this big thing. I guess he could have been confusing with 3 days rest, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a normal turn through the rotation.
It's just normal.
Sure is.
And it was 4 days rest after 77 pitches. Like, yeah, that's light work. That's not a big deal.
Pro Baseball Reference has him at 85 pitches in his first start.
I think he meant that he threw 77 last night. I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, maybe. It says 83.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure where the 77 came from, but.
Sheesh. Ocho wants to nominate Aaron Gordon, requesting more time off between playoff games. Bad word made. I hate this off generation. I agree. One day off
he
is plenty.
He only said that because he tweaked his hand. I mean, he tried to bring Damon Lillard into this. Lillard already had the blood clotting issue, and he tried to rush himself back, and then it cost him even more with the Achilles. But it had nothing to do with the amount of time between games for the Bucks.
I mean, he said he thinks that they should have more than one day off between games, and that it'll be better basketball, and there would be less blowouts. So it felt like a bigger take than just his hamstring.
No, but I'm saying the reason why it came up at all, it shouldn't have been brought up, was because he was dealing with his hamstring and thought that if he had another day's rest, that he would have been healthier for Game 7.
No, I hear you on that, but I mean, he said it.
I understand that. I'm saying I'm agreeing with Ocho. He belongs on the list.
Oh, okay. Texter Lance with vending machine chips. This is your captain speaking. You cannot use chips as a flirtation device. Josh from Seabrook. Zach says car wreck, Apple TV using cowboy hats as props this weekend. All right, what's winning?
Lance.
It's Lance.
It's a Lance slide.
Grade the joke.
4.5. It's not bad.
780-3776. Yeah, it's a Lance in a landslide. I don't know if he ever recovers. I don't know. I don't think people will ever forget this. They're never going to forget his brisket. They're never going to forget this. Yep. Right?
Yep.
This is forever. This is going to live next to him for the rest of his life.
At least we didn't contribute to it.
Not at all. All right. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. Blanker's gone for the next 2 days. Look forward to you being back on Friday. I'm Jeremy Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Goodbye. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis right now.
Goodbye. Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.